Now, as we've heard, not all psychologists agree when it comes to the specific licensure of school psychologists. One group not on the fence is the Hawaii Association of School Psychologists. Honolulu District School Psychologist Dr. Troy Locher joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you just heard what Dr. Bivens had to say about it, and there's some ambivalence there, but the clear perspective from your association is that school psychologists should be licensed. But isn't that going to potentially thwart people who might be able to fill some of those positions going wanting?
No. What we want to ensure is that the integrity of the school psychology profession is protected. School psychologists are a unique group of professionals. We have expertise in both psychology and education, so that makes us really well suited to work within the school system in order to support students' ability to learn and teachers' ability to teach. So what we want as a profession is to make sure that individuals who are school psychologists are meeting the national standards, the standards of the profession, to make sure that we are protecting the public.
Dr. Locher, do we still have you? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Sounded for a second as if we might have lost you. Okay,
so, oh, I'm sorry.
So the point being that you'd like to see constancy across the board and constancy with other states around the nation. But going back to the point that Dr. Bivens was making a little earlier and some of the concern that these positions are not going to be able to be filled because they haven't been able to be filled up to this point, and perhaps this bill might make it a little more difficult.
One thing that we want to make sure is that we're not just filling positions to fill positions. Also, 49 other states, so all the other states have a state credentialing system. So we want to make sure that our students in Hawaii are being provided the same quality of school psychological services as any other state. Also, we want to make sure that we are bringing in highly trained, qualified individuals. And something outside of just this bill is that a new training program is getting started through a partnership with the University of Northern Colorado in the summer, and that's going to continue to help bring in and for recruitment and retention of qualified school psychologists. But we don't want to just lower the bar in order to fill positions. That doesn't attract highly qualified.
For a lot of people who are concerned that someone who is a licensed psychologist in Hawaii should be able to be in a school because, well, they're licensed in Hawaii, what do you tell them?
Absolutely. They can a licensed psychologist can still provide services within schools. We have clinical psychologists that are employed within the school district, but they're labeled clinical psychologists. And school psychologists, we have a different practice model that we are trained in that is separate from the general psychologist licensure that was being discussed earlier. So we have a very rigorous training program. You have to have 60 semester or course credit hours to become a school psychologist, at least a 1,200-hour internship that is supervised within schools. And then we would want a national praxis test to be passed in order to become a licensed school psychologist, just to maintain that standard for school psychologists, which is separate than psychologists.
Well, you may get your wish as this bill continues to move in the ledge, and we'll see what happens when it gets over to consumer protection. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for hearing my point of view.
Dr. Troy Locher is a school psychologist now with the Honolulu District of Hawaii's Department of Education. Prior to his recent move to Hawaii, he also served as the 2014-15 president of the Florida Association of School Psychologists. He's also co-authored research articles, including publications in the Journal of Applied School Psychology and School Mental Health.